Hi there, I'm Jeremy Walker, a D-Martini Method facilitator and hypnotherapist in Brisbane, Queensland. Today I'm going to share with you how the D-Martini Method can help you with symptoms of depression. Every single person who experiences depression has an imbalanced perspective in their mind of reality, and I'll share with you a little bit about what that looks like in the few minutes we have here today. So two people can experience the exact same event, but have totally different responses in the moment and in the years after that event. When some people go through a difficult situation, there are those who grow from that. There are those who may find meaning in what happened. And there are those, unfortunately, who get stuck in feelings of depression and in grief and loss for a long time. It's not necessarily what happens to us that makes the biggest difference, but it's how we perceive what happened over time that really makes the biggest difference for our mental health. So, as an example of something that happened in my own life, back in 2008, I thought I had a son. After 10 months, I found out he wasn't mine. And then 3 years after that, the mum and my former son moved 1,000 kilometres away. And through that process, I'd felt like I'd lost him about 4 or 5 times. There was the loss of feeling like I was a father. There was the loss of living in that family unit, the loss of many of the things I loved about him. And then finally, that loss of them moving a very far distance away where I didn't see him. I believe I saw him once in about 3 years during that time. So the experience for myself was having heaviness in the heart, feelings of grief and loss. Until I came across the work I do today with the D-Martini method. So, what the D-Martini method actually does is it looks at anything we have in our mind as a thought and an emotion and looks to help to balance that out. So, I had the feelings of loss and grief. I felt like I was missing him. So, the D-Martini method breaks that down and looks at what is that specifically. So, I was missing his innocence, playing with him. I was missing his smile. Now, in total, I was missing 11 different things. And then with the method, we go about looking at where does that turn up in my life in a way that I hadn't seen before. So many of the traits I missed about my former son were being met by my new flatmate who moved in less than a week after my son had moved away. It had been met through people from work, through clients, and through family that I was spending a lot more time with. So, in the short time we've got today, I can briefly share that the D-Martini method goes about looking for how does the energy, how does the gratitude, and how does the love transform rather than focusing on the loss and focusing on the grieving, focusing on at that exact same time, what did we gain? And this isn't something that a lot of people go into necessarily when we have these feelings of loss and that heaviness in the heart. And for yourself, that may be the loss of a job, the loss of a loved one, the loss of physical health, or some other thing that's going on for you. But to start to ask, what did we gain at the same time? Where is the love now? In truth, we never lose the essence or the energy of a person or anything in life. It only transforms. So the D-Martini method can actually help us to be grateful for what we did lose and for what we gained. And also to see that that love is still there. And I really like the idea that perhaps there is a divine consciousness making sure that love and energy are always conserved. And anytime we look for it, we can actually see it if we're willing to do the work and willing to move past those feelings of just gain and loss and to get back to that place of gratitude, which is, I think is a place we're all looking to get back to. So that's me for today. I encourage you to explore the D-Martini method a bit further and have a great rest of the day.